Tulamid Amid Aleph. Erev Tisha B'Av Lo Yochal Adam Beis Tavshil. Om Rav Yehuda Lo Shonu Elam Yishay Shol Shulamala. This halacha that you can't eat two different kinds of foods at the meal that you eat Erev Tisha B'Av is only if you eat it after 6.5 hours. Al Mishay Shol Shulamata Mutter. But before 6.5 hours, it doesn't make a difference. Another condition has to be the last meal that you're going to eat before Tisha B'Av. Even if it's after 6.5 hours, the tarvayu lekula, and both of them are lekula, meaning if it's the last meal you're going to eat, but you're eating in the morning, you're not going to eat again the whole day, you're still allowed to eat two different kinds of foods. And if it's the after but you're going to eat another meal after that, then you're also allowed to eat two different kinds of foods. Utricha, diashri v'sudah matzik ba havi amino afil mishay shol sulamata. If it said that it's at the last meal that you eat before Tisha B'Av, you can't have two tafshilin, I might think even if you ate it in the morning. Kamash malo mishay shol sulamala, only after 6.5 hours. Diashri mishay shol sulamala havi amino afil v'sudah sheino matzik ba. If it only told me the halacha of after 6.5 hours, I would think even if you're going to eat another meal after that. Kamash malam besuda mafsikba. Tanya kalishna kama, tanya kalishna basro. The brisa that says like the first lashon that mentions that condition, and the brisa that says the second condition. Tanya kalishna basro, hasoi der of Tisha B'Av im osid lisol tzuda acheres, mutter lecho basro v'lishtos yayim. If you're eating Erev Tisha B'Av, you can eat another meal after this one. Then at that first meal, you can eat meat and drink wine and eat two tafshilin. If not, then you can't eat meat and drink wine, since that's the last meal before Tisha B'Av. Tanya Kalishna Kama, Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yochal Adam Shnei Tafshilin, Lo Yochal Basar Lo Yishtei Yayin, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Yishana. Omer Reb Yehuda, Ketzad Mishana, Reb Shimon Gamliel said, you don't have to not eat meat or drink wine at all. You have to minimize, change a little bit. Rabbi Yehuda says, how do you change? If you normally ate two different kinds of cooked things, eat one. If you normally ate with 10 people together, eat with 5. If you normally drank 10 kosos, drink 5. All of this is only if it's after 6.5 hours. Of Mishay Shol Salamata Mutter. But from Sheshol, Sulamata's mutter. Tanya Idach, another Brisa, Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yochal Adam Shnei Tavshilin. Erev Tisha B'Av's person is not allowed to eat, and his Suda Matzekes, two Tavshilin. Lo Yochal Basar, Lo Yishtei Yayin, Divrei Meir. The Chachomim Omrim Yishane, Umemayit B'Basar V'Yayin. You can eat meat and drink wine, just have to minimize it. Ketzad Memayit, Imayirog Alecho Litra Basar, Yochal Chatzi Litra. If you normally eat a litra, you should eat half. If you don't normally drink wine and eat meat, then it's also for sure at Suda Matzekes. Let's see Rashi till here. Tarvayu lekula kin mefarish v'ozo. Lilbafon of moki halachik Reb Meir. No. Yishei shol sulamata klapi ashachar. Yishei shol sulamata means earlier than 6.5 hours. You're not going to eat anything after that, after this Suda. The Ramban says that Suda Mafsekes is the last Suda you eat, and you're not going to eat another Suda after that, Suda Kavua. But even if you're going to eat after that, but it's not a Suda Kavua, then the last Suda Kavua is considered Suda Mafsekes. Therefore, the Shabura has a problem with people who eat a big meal, what's it called, after mincha, and then they bench, and then they eat a little bit of bread or whatever afterwards and call that Suda Matzekes. It's not really a Suda Kavua. So therefore, it's better to eat earlier a big meal and then leave enough to eat something after that that can be considered a Suda Kavua. Or not to eat Shnei Tavshilin in, we don't eat meat and drink wine anyway the whole 9 days. So it's not a question of Suda Matzekes, but the Shnei Tavshilin is the main thing. Or not to eat Shnei Tavshilin, even in that big meal that you eat, before you eat the real Suda Matzekes, but just the kezayis of bread and the ashes or whatever. Also, what are shnei tavshilin? Tosfos holds that shnei tavshilin means you make them in two different pots. It's mashmash from Tosfos, even if it's the same food, but it's made in two different pots, is awesome. Other Rishonim learn that, but if it's in the same pot, even two different kinds of food are okay. Two different kinds of food in the same pot are okay. And Tosfos also holds, if it's something you could eat raw, even if you cook it, it's also not considered part of shnei tavshilin. Other Rishonim learn that even things you could eat raw, but if you cook them, are aser. And it's only two different kinds of food in two different pots that's aser, but not one kind of food in two different pots. Okay. Right. Ketzad Yishane. Omer of Yehuda im hoya rogil basora shor yusoldem im lechvodo. If you normally ate a meal with the guests, you have 10 guests, you should have only 5. Achachom omer Yishane ashnei tavshilin kaimi. Here the Yishane is going on, you should eat differently the foods, not who you eat with. Basor v'yayin yimayit. Same thing, shnei, that if you normally ate 4 tavshilin, eat 3. If you normally ate a little bit of basor, a lot of basor, eat a little bit, and so on. Let's go on. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Im hoya rogel lechol tznom o meliach achar sudaso. If you normally ate some radishes or some herring after your meal, harishus biyada, then you're allowed to do that even at sudam afsekis. Any suda that this is the suda matzekes, that you're eating now for the sake of being able to fast on Tisha B'Av, means the last meal you're going to eat before Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat meat and drink wine. And you're not allowed to wash either. So here's the difference in Rishonim, what it means. Some say that once you are mekabel the aveilus for basar v'yayin, you can't wash anymore either, even though it's before Tisha B'Av. Washing is also a hanah like eating. It's considered like drinking. And once you're not, you already have some availus, you can't wash either. Other souls doesn't mean that. It means that once you finish the meal and you're makabel on yourself, the availus, then you can't wash or do any things you can't do on Tisha B'Av either. Not only eat, you can't wash either. Kol she'eino mishum Tisha B'Av, if it's not the last meal that you're eating, then muter lechol basar, v'lishtos yayin, v'asar lirchot. But what's it called? But you're allowed to eat meat and drink wine, and still you're not allowed to wash. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mishum Aviv, Kol Shosh, Mutar Lechol Basar, Mutar Lechol. So as long as you're still allowed to eat meat, because it's not the Suda Matzekes, you're allowed to wash too. Rashi. Kol Shu Mishum Tisha B'Av, Kigon Suda Matzik B'Av, the last meal that you're eating before Tisha B'Av. Kol she'eino mishum Tisha B'Av, kagon suda ha-matzik bo b'tayna sibur. Not talking about Tisha B'Av, it's talking about a stam b'tayna sibur. Eino mishuda she'eino matzik bo, or Tisha B'Av, and it's not the last meal you're eating. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi Omer mishum aviv, kol shosh she'mutor lech or mutor lirchotz. V'lo garsin in basar. Right? We don't here have the gears of basar. As long as you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to wash. Kolomer, afilu b'shah suda ha-matzik, Mutter lirchotz, hoel mutter lechol. Since you're still allowed to eat, you're allowed to wash. But once you're not allowed to eat, then you're not allowed to wash either. Okay. Tanur Rabban, kol mitzvahs and nahogis be'evil, nahogis be'tisha b'av. Any mitzvahs that an ovel is usher in, tisha b'av is also usher, and tisha b'av has things even that an ovel is mutter in, like eating and drinking, and an ovel starts not to fast. And there are certain things that an ovel has to do that on Tisha B'Av don't apply. But certain kinds of avelis apply on Tisha B'Av too. So what does that include? Aser ba'achila v'shtia, can't eat and drink, which has nothing to do with avelis, that's a separate din of tzom. V'sicha, v'ne'ilas asandol, these are things that are aser by an ovel. You're not allowed to anoint yourself with oils, or wear shoes, leather shoes, or tashna meat, or have relations. V'aser likros b'torna v'yimuk. And ovel is also b'torah. Same here, you're not allowed to read Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Ulashanas for Mishnah, the Talmud of a Medrash, can't learn Torah Shabbat or Torah Shabbat Peh, Uva Halochas of Agavis. Avokori, Uva Mokum Shainu Rogel Likros. However, you're allowed to learn in a place that you haven't been accustomed to learn, because that's difficult for a person that doesn't give him simcha, to learn something new. We don't pass like this. Vishon Uva Mokum Shainu Rogel Lishanas. So you can learn Torah Shabbat Peh in a place that you're not Rogel to learn. It's difficult, it's not a simcha. The Kore, the Kinos, the Iyuv of Dvorim Haroim, Shabi Yirmiya, and you can read Kinos, Echa, Iyuv, and Dvorim Haroim, Shabi Yirmiya. Yirmiya, there are Nechama, and there's bad things. You're allowed to read the bad things. The Tinoko, Shabes Ravim, Betalin, and children also aren't allowed to learn. Mishum Shanem are Pekude Hashem Yisorim, Mishor Misam Chilei. The Taz says the reason that the children have to stop learning is because of the Malamed. Children don't get any simchat of learning, but the Rebbe does. And the Bach says, no, the children also, whether they know or not, it's Mesameach, Mesamech, Yisor, Mesam Chilei. May not be Mesameach them openly, but deep down they get simcha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Eino Kariv Mokam Sheino Rogel Likros, Eino Shob Mokam Sheino Rogel Lishanos. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says you're not allowed to learn even something new. Even something you don't normally learn, you don't know it, that also gives a person simcha. But you're allowed to learn Iyov, Kinos, Izecha, Dvorim Haroim Shebiyirmiya, V'tinoko Shobesrab, V'telim Bo, Mishum Shenemra, Pekudi Hashem Yishor, Misam Chilev, and that's how we hold. You can't learn even new things, but you can learn these other things, Dvorim Haroim, as long as you don't go into depth with them. Rashi, Osir b'achila v'shtiyah, honey ain't noagim be'edel. These are not things that an ovel is osir, an ovel is allowed to eat. The kochoshiv nomi isurim shenoagim bolivat me honey dinahigi be'edel. Mentions the things that are osir on Tisha B'av aside from the things that are osir because of avelas. Rechitza, sicha, nila, those are osir mishum avelas. Achila v'shtiyah is because that's its own. The osir likros b'torah, the chsibu mesam chilev. The mokum sheno rogel likros, the kivin delo yodha isle tzairah. Since you don't know, it's hard to learn something new. That doesn't give you simcha. That's what the first Mandi Omer holds. Ad kama, no, we didn't get it yet. Let's go on. Tan, aval ochel hu basar maliach. Yeah, loyochel basar l'shtiyayin. But you're allowed to eat salted meat. What's it called? Corned beef or whatever. B'shol seyayin migito. You're allowed to drink wine that is right out of the wine press. In other words, grape juice. Basar maliach ad kama. How much can you eat basar maliach? Omer Rav Chinna bar Kahana mishmei de Shmuel calls man she'eino kishlamim. That's after 3 days. 2 days and a night, you can eat shlamim, and that's when it's considered really good meat. After 2 days and a night pass by, it loses its taste, and that's not considered real good meat, and therefore it's okay to eat in Suda Matzekes. Tosa says, for us, we're no way to eat salted meat all the time, and to salt meat and to preserve it or whatever, and therefore this halacha doesn't apply to us. For us, it's asr all the time, and the same thing goes with the grape juice or whatever is also asr. Because we're no way to eat it anyway. The yayin migito at kama, how long is wine called from the wine press? Calls manchu tosa, as long as it's still foaming. And what's it called? As long as it's still foaming. So at that point, it's what's it called, not considered good wine yet. Tana, yayin tosis, ein bo mishum giloy. As long as the wine is foaming, there's no issur of leaving it uncovered for fear that a snake may drink from it, because snakes are afraid to drink from foaming wine. The kama tisisaso, how long is the wine after it is pressed, considered foaming? 3 days, gimel yomi. Okay, Omer of Yehuda Marav, Kacha Yemen Hagash of Yehuda Berebi Loi, Erev Tisha B'Av Nevin Lo Pascha Reva, this is the Sudan of Sekas of Rabbi Yehuda Berebi Loi, Erev Tisha B'Av, they bring him a plain, a dry piece of bread and salt, the Yoshe Ben Taner L'Kirayim, he would sit in a not important place in the house between the stove, between the two stoves, the Ocha V'Sholsen, he would eat and drink a little bit of water, the dome that can be shemeso mutalafana. And he looked like somebody just died. Okay. Ad kama, have a basar gomor. Until when is it considered really good meat? Didn't lose its taste yet. Lo havi basar maliach. That's not meat that needs to be salted in order to be preserved. In other words, preserved meat. Kol zman shu kishlami. As long as it's meat that hasn't gone 3 days, it's only been in the salt, preserved, 2 days and a night, like shlamim, kizman achila shlamim, ulahachi noke kishlamim, why did he mention shlamim? Divizman achila shlamim, ashkon dikri basar. Because that's the, in the Torah, what's called basar is shlamim, right? Dichsiv hanosar mi basar zevach hashlamim. We don't find that meat left longer than that is called basar. Tfeilo ashkon the mikri basar. Shatam nifsalachar beis v'gimel yomim. The taste of meat is not in its full intensity after 2-3 days. We don't find anywhere in the Torah that it's called meat after 3 days. But basar shlamim is still called meat till two days in the night. Yain migito chodosh, new wine. Umasok, it's sweet. Ve'eno tov ki yain yashon mishal shulamazik. It's not good like aged wine, and it makes you have diarrhea, and it hurts you. It's not good wine until it ages. And the first 3 days, it's still called yayin toses. Others hold that until 40 days, it's not called yet, it's still called yayin migito. Toses roseach, it's foaming. Ein bo mishum gilui, she'ein nocha shoseo ki yivrach mirsichoso. Snakes are afraid to drink from it because it's foamy. Beitanu l'kirayim, makom enlugel shobayis, a place that was not a place of covet.